Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The Arba Prakim, there are four times during the year, Ha'olam Nida, that the world is judged in regard to specific things. Ba'Pesach, Ala Tfuah, during the Yom Tov of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges what type of Tfuah we're going to have, how much we're going to have, and how good it is. Being that the Torah said we should be makriv a carbon oimer, which comes from barley on Pesach, and the Lashon of Chazal is, Havi'u lefanai oimer ba'Pesach, kedei she'evarech lechem tfuah she'besadeh, so we understand, Pesach is the time that Hashem judges the tfuah. Vayter says the Mishnah ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, that is the time, al peres se'ilim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the fruits of the tree. We know that because the Torah says, to bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos, kedei she'evarech lechem peres se'ilim. And chita is referred to as eitz, like it says, umi eitz hadas, toi v'ra. There is a man da'amar that the eitz that Adam Arishan ate was actually a chita. So we wouldn't call chita fruit of a tree, but the pasuk says it is considered the fruit of a tree. Some explain, only after the shtei alechem was brought were you allowed to bring the bikurim. You can't bring bikurim, which is the first ripened fruit, as a thank you to Hashem. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim. You can't bring that before Shavuos. Either way, it's on Shavuos that Hashem judges the peres of the tree. You know that the Magen Avraham says in Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet Siv Katan Hey, that actually that's one of the reasons that we put up like parts of trees in our house during Shavuos. Besides for the reason to remind us of Matan Torah, because Hashem judges the peres of the tree on Shavuos. Vayter Zakta Mishnah B'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Ha'olam, all the people who are on this world, Kol Boi Ha'olam, we came to this world, we move on this world, we move through this world. Every human being, Ivan Lefanov, passes before him Kibbenei Marai. Kibbenei Marai means like sheep. Remember what we learned about Meiser Behema? That a person has to line them up and they have to come through one by one through a narrow door? Well, every single person is judged individually. The Rabbani Shem looks at the actions of each and every one of us. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says in Tila, a kapitel that we say every Shabbos morning, Kapitel Lama Gimel, Hayoitzer Yachad Libam Hamevin Al Kol Maseyan. Hayoitzer, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created everybody. He sees all of their hearts and understands all of their actions. Chazal tell us, explains about Tanura, even though everyone passes through one by one, but Kula Niskarim Beskira Achas, there's like one psak, one brushstroke, so to speak. What does this mean? The Mefarshim explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roya Yachad Libam. The Rabbani Hashem knows your heart and he knows mine. The Rabbani Hashem knows your Yetzahara, he knows my Yetzahara. He knows what Nisyonos you have and what Nisyonos I have. We all have a different set of circumstances. For each and every one of us, different parts of our Avodas Hashem is a challenge. And the Rabbani Hashem knows how difficult it is for us. How different things may be more difficult for you, and different things are more difficult for me. And the Rabbani Hashem judges everyone and how hard they try. And the Rabbani Hashem doesn't expect anyone to do more than he can. The Rabbani Hashem sees our hearts. But Umeivin al Kol Maseim, the Rabbani Hashem analyzes all of our actions as individuals. Did you do the best that you can? And the Rabbani Hashem looks to see what we did and what we didn't do. And then Kula Niskarim Beskira Achas. The Mefarshim explain, one major event may take place in the world, a happy thing or a sad thing, Rachmana Litzlan, and every person is affected differently. And that's all part of the tremendous Hashgacha Pratis, based on who we are in our own actions. Vayter concludes the Mishnah, U'bechag nidonim al amayim. On Sukkot, the water is judged, how much water, and whether it's going to be Gishmei Bracha. We know that because the Torah says, pour water on the Mizbeach, so we know that on Sukkot, the water is judged. Now, many of the Mefarshim explain that it works this way. Sukkot, Hashem allots a certain amount of water to the world. Pesach, Tfuah, Shavuos, Peres Ha'ilin. On Rosh Hashanah, it's decided how much of that allotment, in other words, whatever amount of water is coming to the world, whatever amount of peres, whatever amount of tefuah, the Rebbe Hashem decides for each individual how much he's going to get. That, how much of the world's water, how much of the world's tefuah, how much of the world's peres, you are going to be able to have, that is decided on the Rosh Hashanah.